I'm Jason Brown with Lafayette Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Mono County and nonprofit Clean Up the Lake have launched the Upper Twin Lakes Cleanup Project near Bridgeport, California this week. The initiative expands CUTL's mission to safeguard freshwater ecosystems by removing submerged debris and mobilizing communities to protect fragile underwater environments. As visitation to our freshwater ecosystems continues to grow, proactive stewardship becomes increasingly important, said Jenny Uvira, program manager at Clean Up the Lake. Our previous work at Twin Lakes showed us that there is meaningful work to be done beneath the surface. This project is an opportunity to protect water quality, preserve habitat, and ensure that future generations can continue enjoying these beautiful lakes. This effort is made possible through support from the Mono County Fish and Game, Find Fund, Outdoorsy, and Westrek. Funding from the Find Fund directly supports local watershed conservation, while Outdoorsy commitment to responsible recreation and Westrek's operational partnership provide critical field and community engagement resources. Upper Twin Lakes is a true crown jewel of Mono County, drawing visitors from Access, California to fish, boat, and explore our incredible Eastern Sierra landscape, said Jennifer Kretz, District 1 Chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. We are proud to invest in this effort through the Mono County Fish and Game Fund and are grateful to Clean Up the Lake for partnering with us to protect our natural resources from bottom up, ensuring our pristine waters remain in healthy ecosystem for future generations. Well, on Monday, Senator Marie Alvarado Gill announced or introduced to the Senate Resolution 121 on the Senate floor relative to the Kilden Action Flag. The measure recognized the flag as a powerful emblem of sacrifice and encouraged its voluntary display across California. The resolution passed the Senate unanimously. In her floor remarks, Senator Alvarado Gill emphasized the profound cost of freedom borne by American service members. She noted that an estimated 340,000 to 345,000 U.S. service members have been killed in action since World War I, including approximately 22,000 to 23,000 Californians. She highlighted California's losses across major conflicts, roughly 1,932 combat-related fatalities in World War I, more than 17,000 in World War II, 1,743 confirmed killed in action in the Korean War, thousands more in Vietnam, and more than 500 in operations in Iraq and Afghanistan following September 11, 2001. The senator recounted the flag's origins in a 1993 grassroots effort in California led by combat veterans and veteran motorcycle riders, while the POW/MIA flag honors prisoners of war and those missing in action. The creators sought a dedicated symbol for those confirmed killed in action. The killed in action flag bears the words killed in action, brave and the free, and America remembers. It has been embraced by veterans, organizations, military families, Gold Star families, patriotic groups, and local governments nationwide. In 2017, New Jersey became the first state to formally recognize and require its display over the state house and municipal buildings. This resolution simply and powerfully honors the killed in action as an emblem of sacrifice, remembrance, and respect for every member of the United States Armed Forces who was killed in combat, Senator Alvarado Gill stated. It encourages the voluntary display of the flag at the state capitol, on state and local public buildings, at veterans' memorials, schools, civic institutions, and private residences throughout California. It further encourages Californians to fly the flag on appropriate occasions, including Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Independence Day, and other military remembrance ceremonies as a visible expression of gratitude for those who gave their lives in service to the United States. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.